Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today's the feast of Saint Matthias, and you might say, so who is Saint Matthias? Well, he's rather important. He has his own feast day. If you remember in reading Scripture, that Matthias, whose name literally means gift of Yahweh. And Matthias was the one chosen to take Judas's place. After Judas betrayed the Lord, Matthias was the one who was chosen. According to Clement of Alexandria, which is one of the early church fathers, Matthias was one of the 72 disciples that Jesus sent out. He joined the 12 as a privileged witness to the resurrection of the Lord. And his apostolic ministry is linked with Judea, with Ethiopia, and with Jerusalem. So, Saint Matthias, pray for us that we too can spread the gospel in our situations. O God, who assigned Saint Matthias a place in the College of Apostles, grant us through his intercession that rejoicing at how your love has been allotted to us, we may merit to be numbered among the elect. Saint Matthias, pray for us. Today we look at the first reading, the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verses 15 to 17, and then 20 to 26. Peter stood up in the midst of the brothers and sisters. There was a group of about 120 persons in this one place, and he said, "My brothers and sisters, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke beforehand through the mouth of David concerning Judas, who was the guide for those who arrested Jesus. Judas was numbered among us and was allotted a share in this ministry. For it is written in the book of the Psalms, 'Let his encampment become desolate, and may no one dwell in it, and may another take his office.' Therefore it is necessary that one of the men who accompanied us the whole time the Lord Jesus came and went among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day on which he was taken up from us, became with us a witness to his resurrection." So they proposed two: Joseph, called Barsabbas, who was also known as Justice, and Matthias. And then they prayed. Notice, they didn't just choose, they prayed. "You, Lord, who know the hearts of all, show which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this apostolic ministry, from which Judas turned away to go to his own place." And then they gave lots to them, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was counted with the 11 apostles. Quite a momentous time, quite a difficult time for them. Yes, Jesus was risen from the dead. Yes, the picture was becoming clearer and clearer. And yet at the same time, a traitor had walked with them for 3 years. Must have been a very painful and confusing time for them. But they chose wisely. They chose Matthias. And Psalm 113 says, "The Lord will give him a seat with the leaders of his people. Praise, you servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. From the rising to the setting of the sun is the name of the Lord to be praised. High above all nations is the Lord. Above the heavens is his glory. Who is like the Lord our God, who is enthroned on high and looks upon the heavens and the earth below? He raises up the lowly from the dust, from the dunghill he lifts up the poor, to seat them with princes, with the princes of his own people." Those of us who are faithful, those of us who follow the Lord, those of us who seek to do his will, will be numbered among his followers. And when we die, we will see him face to face. Think about that. The gospel for today is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 9 to 17. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you." Brothers and sisters, just stop right there. I have pondered that verse for so many years. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love." In other words, abide in my love. Live in my love. Let my love cover you and surround you. Remain in me. Remain in my love. You are loved. Even if you're going through a very difficult time right now, and sometimes we wonder if anybody loves us, God always loves you and wants the very best for you. He who sees perfectly wants the best for you. Yield to him. Don't just turn to God in emergencies. Turn to God at every moment. Lord, lead me, guide me, that what I think, what I say, what I do today may glorify your name and draw me closer to you. Jesus said to his disciples, I'm reading this again on purpose, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love." That's live in my love. "If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love." We violate the commandments. We shut ourselves off sometimes from that grace if it's mortal sin. And until we confess our sins, till we admit our failures, those sins mar us. They blind us. They deafen us to the truth and to the love that God has for us. It's not because God wants it that way. It's because we make choices that are not good. Jesus says here, remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. How are you going to be able to love others with the love of God if you haven't received it first? That even in the kindest, most generous person, if we're loving others on our own, we're only going to be able to do it part-time. But if we call upon him, and he says, "As I have loved you, love one another." So the more we walk in God's embrace, the more we receive his love, and see how he cares for us, and follow him. Unless we do those things, we can't really be a disciple of Christ because we don't have the power. If we say, "Oh, I'm going to be the best servant God's ever had," and I start making up my own plan, or "I'm going to be the best disciple," or "the best daughter," or "the best son, I'm just going to be the best." Well, we aren't going to get anywhere that way. It's drawing near to him. It's sitting with him. It's praying. It's learning to know him through the scripture and through the power of the Holy Spirit. Then we become more like him. "I have told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment. Love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves because a slave does not know what his master is doing. He just does what he's ordered to do. But that's not true with us." He said, "I have called you friends because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you." Let me read that again. "It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you." You didn't know that, did you? God chose you as his own. and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain. God wants us to bear fruit, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, that means according to my will, he may give you. How close are you to the Lord? Are you growing in knowing his mind, his priorities, his intentions? Sitting before the Lord, adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, reading the scriptures daily, giving God time to speak to your heart, all those things can lead you to a place where God shares more of his heart and mind with you, his priorities, and you draw close to him. Is it work? Yes. But it's work with so many benefits, nothing on this earth could compare to it. Nothing. When you love someone, it doesn't seem like work when they ask you to do something for them, does it? It's like a privilege to be able to serve. Well, that's how God wants us to serve him. That we don't do it because we're bowed down and we're slaves. We do it because we love him. And we want to follow him as closely as we can because that's where peace is. That's where love is and joy and hope. Follow him more closely. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, according to my will, he may give you. This I command you, love one another. Brothers and sisters, God has put before us such an awesome, majestic plan for our lives. But as I so often say, but he gave us a free will. And so we can say, well, I like that point, but I don't like this one. I'll do this for God, but I'm not going to touch that. God, don't ask this of me. We keep putting limits. And because we have a free will, God is not going to force us. But the question to us is, how close do I want to be to the Lord? Frankly, brothers and sisters, I want to be as close to him as I can. Even when he asks hard things of me, I want to be as close to him as I can. What about you? As when you draw close to him, you're covered by his wounded hands. You're embraced, and you see his wounded side. You see the nail prints. To follow Jesus, part of that is the willingness to embrace suffering for the kingdom of heaven, taking your little suffering in a certain sense and offering it for the sake of the coming of the kingdom. When you unite yourself to the Lord like that, he draws you very close. Slowly, gradually, but he draws you very close. Brothers and sisters, I really urge you in this season, in this time, the great Easter season and the great Pentecost season, and all the wonderful celebrations of this time that we're in and that are coming. Open your heart to receive all the grace God has to give you and to tell him that you desire to follow him wherever he goes. May God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.